Well, let's go out to the phone lines as we have a special guest joining us now, Scott.
Something to truly make people go, oh, this is cool news. We have Vicki Lawrence joining us. Hi, Vicki. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, man. We're delighted to talk to you, first
Absolutely.
Of all. A big show coming up at the Palace in Greensburg, September 14th. We're getting Vicki Lawrence and Mama on stage. Talk about this two-woman show.
Well, you know, when I put this show together, I knew that people love Mama so much that she had to be a big part of it. So basically, I open for Mama. And, and my part of the show is sort of largely autobiographical, and then Mama gets on, and that's my chance to say what we're all thinking, but we can't say it out loud.
Isn't that the truth?
I'm doing the math on, you would have been about 33 maybe when you were first playing Mama in that TV show. Once you got to closer to her age, did you start to appreciate her even more?
I was actually 24 when I first did her.
Whoa, wow. All right, on the Carol Burnett show. Yeah.
Yeah. And, yes, she's been a character I can grow up with. And, you know, I find that I get more and more like Mama the older I get.
Do people come up to you backstage and say, oh, you're just like my mom, or you're just like my grandma, or I'm just like you?
Yeah.
And why do people relate to Mama so much?
I think they do. And I think that's why, because we all have a Mama in our family who says the most outrageous things and embarrasses the hell out of you. And, yeah, that's Mama.
She's not very filtered.
I always think of Mama kind of like Archie Bunker. I don't know if you guys remember Archie Bunker.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
He was. We all loved him. He was a horrible bigot. And we all have one of them in our family. So that's what I think.
Very
that's
true.
Why these characters hit home.
Now, what was it like making that show? Because it looked like a lot of fun. You and Ken Berry and the whole cast. Was it like... Were you laughing, cracking each other up when the cameras weren't rolling? Or what do you remember most about those days?
We had a really good time. I mean, I learned all of this on the Carol Burnett show, that you're supposed to be having fun. You're supposed to be having a good time. Carol calls it playing in the sandbox, and that's really what it should be. It should be fun.
So where did the character Mama come from, and who created it?
Well... I could say something really obscene there, but I'm not sure where she came from. It's kind of frightening she came out of me sometimes. But she was actually written for Carol by two of the writers on the Burnett show, and Carol didn't like the character so much. She wanted to be Eunice. So I inherited Mama.
Wow.
And, it's a little bit trying to do what Carol was doing with Eunice, but I've often said it's kind of like mothers I have known, so as not to offend anybody, but first mother-in-law, second mother-in-law, my mother called me on the phone one night after that sketch was on the air, and she said, you know something, you take those characters way too seriously. And I thought, well, okay, I guess I'm hitting close to home.
Yeah, right. It means you're doing your job, that's no doubt. So,
and talk about a legendary show, the Carol Burnett show, that you're a big part of. And that's always fun to go back and watch the reruns and see you guys trying to keep a straight face. And I don't know, Tim Conway was the one. I don't think, did he ever laugh? Or he was the only one that seemed to be able to always keep it together?
Well, because he was a troublemaker. He was always, what I remember about Tim is he was always in the back building something with the prop man or rewriting jokes. We used to have cue cards back in the day before there was teleprompter. And I don't remember, like, Carol was black, Harvey was green, Tim was red, I was blue. And if you looked out in the audience at any given time during a sketch and you saw a red card that said Saver, that meant, here comes the joke that nobody's heard that is going to save this whole sketch. And he would write his own material. And it was a surprise. It was always a surprise.
I can believe that.
The camera's rolling.
When you put yourself, Carol Burnett, Harvey Korman, and Tim Conway together, that was just like gold on stage. And it seemed like you guys had been working together for forever.